Macklin, NHL playoffs aren't the only hockey talk around Macklin and area. Cole Reschany, playing at the U18AAA National Championship, formerly known as TELUS Cup, is heating up Twitter feeds with his accomplishments with the Saskatoon Blazers. Several stories in the Unity Wilkie Press Herald and Saskto-Day.ca have outlined a slew of success stories that continue to accumulate for Macklin-born Cole Reschany. The Star Phoenix put out an article April 27 that spoke of the dynamic Cole Reschany, who is leading the way for the Saskatoon Blazers, having figured in all four of the team's goals in their overtime win April 26 versus Toronto Junior Canadiens. Reschany scored three and showcased a dazzling display to lend the assist on the overtime winning goal in that game. Cole is a key player with the Saskatoon Blazers U18AAA team competing at the 2023 U18 Club Nationals Cup that is taking place in Quebec April 24-30. The team qualified for the national championship by winning both the Saskatchewan Hockey Association U18AAA Provincial Championship as well as gold at the Western Regional Cup. The first two games of the national tournament were not favorable for the Blazers as they lost both. Game 3 was against Toronto Canadiens and Macklin's Reschany was a hot topic on social media, scoring a hat trick in the win and providing a dazzling display of puck handling in the assist for the overtime winning goal. Their second win came against the U18AAA Calgary Flames, and once again Cole had a stats trio to his name, assisting teammate Tyson Yaremko on all three of his goals in that game. As of April 27, Reschany led in player points with 8 for the 4 games played to that date, which included 4 goals and 4 assists. CEHL U18 tweeted April 27 about his performance being electric in the April 26 game. The 2023 CEHL Rookie of the Year recorded a hat trick and added an assist in the overtime win against Toronto. Quite a performance for the 2007-born forward. One Twitter post applauded Reschany, describing him as Macklin's magic man. HenLive tweeted that two of Day 3's top goals included a display by Blazers Reschany, and that the WHL team he is drafted by, Victoria Royals, will enjoy that. In a must-win, last round-robin game April 28, Reschany plugged in a goal in the second period on a power play, which added to his goal and assist already achieved in that game, ending in a 5-2 victory over Pictou County Majors from Nova Scotia. The win puts them in the top four teams that will advance to playoff rounds beginning April 29. Blazers alumni have been showing their former team the love and included support in messages and other forms from Todd McClellan, Jarrett Stoll, Colby Armstrong, Curtis Leskishin and Braden Holtby, to name a few. Curtis Getty, spokesperson for Macklin Minor Hockey, offered their thoughts. "Being on a national stage is a large achievement. Doing it twice in 1 year is something to be very proud of. It is to us, especially when the individual in this topic of discussion is local to Macklin, born and raised." Cole Reschany has not only been able to be a leader for the Saskatoon Blazers and the Team Sask U18 hockey program, but he has been someone to put Macklin Minor Hockey Association and its 92 youth in awe of what hard work and determination along with community pride can get you. Our organization can only take the credit for giving him a beginning platform to participate in a game he loves. Getty goes on to say Cole's achievements haven't gone unnoticed in and around the local hockey organization. "His success in the hockey world has been discussed in and around the arena all year long, from the early regular game the Saskatoon Blazers had played in Macklin, right until the end of the year when he was competing in SMAAAHL playoffs and everywhere in between." Cole's accolades throughout this year have not only given our young members something to talk about but something to strive for the rest of the time they choose to pursue hockey in their life. "We not only want him to enjoy his success but to keep pushing himself like we know is possible." Fans could subscribe to Hockey Canada streaming through the round robin and semifinals, while medal rounds are to be on TSN.